I am here in studio talking about a battle of the badges. And if you're wondering what that is, well, that's Brockton Police and Brockton Fire, and they like to play softball. And there has been a 20-year drought since the Brockton Police won, but they did win in a preliminary match. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means, because this is all tied into a big charity softball event. Now, we've got our starting lineup here. Joining me in studio, we've got Sergeant Nicole Anderson, and you're with the Brockton Police Department Community Engagement Union, unit. Nice to see you again.
Likewise. Always a pleasure.
Okay, and Darren Duarte, you are the official spokesperson for the Brockton Police Department. We talk on a regular basis. Good to see you.
Good to see you as always.
Thank you. And Sergeant Mike Livingston, great to see you as always from Brockton PD. Goodness. And I saw you brought your personal assistant here, Miss Charlotte. Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Okay, thank you. One of the younger members of the team here helping out. She decided we didn't scare her off last year, so she came back again.
Absolutely.
Battle of the Badges. That is Monday the 29th, and we have another person that's joining us, and that is Joe Logan. He's the Brockton Rocks baseball manager. Thanks so much for calling in, Joe.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, very, very well, thanks. And that wonderful noise in the background, it's a landscaper. Don't worry, we're not fighting in here already. On Monday, July 29th, is the day when the Battle of the Badges happens. It's going to happen with you guys, with the Brockton Rocks. Joe, tell me a little bit about how the Brockton Rocks got involved with something like this.
Well, I met Chief Perez about a year ago after the mayor's golf tournament, and we've been talking back and forth, and I had to do a lot of arm pulling to get her to throw out a first pitch this year at one of our games, and reluctantly she came out and she did it, and she did not bounce the pitch. She made it all the way to the plate. I caught the pitch. And you know, I met Nicole, I met a lot of different people, and we were talking about, you know, the softball battle between the Brockton Police Department and, I guess, the Fire Department. They had a game this year, and they, Brockton Police Department came out victorious.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, we talked about that, and then we just pushed around a bunch of different ideas, and we talked about just having, like, a little one-day tournament on a Monday, which is really the only day that we don't have anything going on at Campanelli, because that's the one day that the Brockton Rocks are off, and the New England Knockout. So.
Oh, absolutely. And it sounds like a wonderful event. Now, it's a charity softball event. And Sergeant Nicole Anderson, tell me a little bit about the end of the day. There's some preliminary matchups, but there is a presenting of the colors and then the big match.
Oh, yes, the big match. But prior to the big match, we are going to do a presentation of colors, Brockton Fire Honor Guard and Brockton Police Honor Guard. Sergeant Livingston, he's actually on the Honor Guard, so he knows all about how that's going to go down for sure.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So we'll be in our dress blues, and we'll present our colors, the flags with the POW, also a flag for the state and for the United States, and we'll do our salute and right before the national anthem, and then we'll get right into the game.
The big game.
And the irony of it is we'll be together as an honor guard, but then right afterwards, we're going at it.
Bam!
Oh, yes. Round two.
Now, this isn't just your folks from police and fire. They want to have other people there. So they're saying, you know, come. A childhood admission is $5, $10 for adults, live DJ, food concessions, beer. And all this goes to benefit the Brockton Athletic Association. Sergeant Anderson, what do they do? I know they do good things, but tell our listeners some of the good things they do.
Yes, they actually do an annual turkey drive, and they also do a back-to-school giveaway for a lot of the children in the community, which is absolutely needed. It's a great turnout every single year. So they definitely give back to our community.
And tell me some of the places you can go to find out more information if you want to contribute, if you want to join. How do you do that?
Absolutely. If you are looking to purchase tickets, you can absolutely do it ahead of time if you want to. You can go on the BrocktonRocks.com website, and you can purchase your tickets there, or you can get them same day and just come right to the gate the day of the event. The gates open at 1:30. You can get your tickets, go on inside, grab you some concession food, get a nice beer if that's what you're into, and get ready for the games to begin. We have some great sponsors that are going to be at the event, and we definitely have to shout them out. We want to say thank you very much to Brack's Grill and Tap. They've been super supportive. Gianna Restaurant and Bar, Thorny Lee Golf Club, G. Norwood Landscape, South Shore Bank, Brewster Ambulance, another first responder agency. Thank you so much. And we're just looking forward. This is just going to be a great day. Can't wait to have it.
Absolutely. Now, Darren Duarte, you're the official police spokesman. Usually you and I are talking about things that maybe are not this upbeat and all-encompassing. Right. This is something very positive.
It is. It is. Because the Brockton police always want to work with the community. A lot of times when they call us, it's in a situation that's a negative one. Mm-hmm. Always. That's why on the flip side, we have our community engagement unit, Sergeant Anderson. You have people like Sergeant Livingston who also say, you know, so yes, we have to do the police work. That's a necessary thing. But also, we want to engage with the community, build relationships with people. Mm-hmm. And this is a chance to have fun, to fellowship, play sports, watch sports that you can bring a family to, and raise some money for a charity that's consistently giving back. Because at a lot of those events where they are, we also are doing things with them as well. Mm-hmm. So it's great, and I think it's a win-win, and we hope everybody comes to have fun and support your police, your fire, your EMS, emergency medical services people, and just come on down. And also, some of the restaurants that you see on there are great, that they do very well in the community. So if you'd like that restaurant,
absolutely.
Gianna's, Brax Grill and Tap. Gianna's is in Easton, Brax is in Brockton, and also in Taunton. Come on in and support them as well.
That's terrific. Now, Sergeant Livingston, you said 20-year drought. You look like you're chomping at the bit to get out there and play softball. Is that accurate to say?
Let's see. My year's probably a little past. I'm more of a hype man now.
Okay.
You know, and as the resident hype man, I brought my hype man protege here.
Okay.
And Charlotte has something to tell Brockton Fire.
Okay. What is it?
Well, Brockton Firefighters, you play hard, but we play harder.
Very good. Woo!
Can't wait to see you play, but we're going to win.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Don't mess with her.
We wanted to have Brockton Fire here. They couldn't make it, so you know, we wanted to give them a chance to respond, but they couldn't make it. So
it's okay. Awesome.
Now, also important, this is rain or shine?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Rain or shine, we're going to be there. And not to mention, too, just so the parents know, we're going to have a cool jumpy. So we definitely have to say another shout out too to Party Time Rentals. Just thank you so much for supporting and donating a jumpy for the kids. And to our best DJ ever, DJ BC. He is part of the Smooth Beat Entertainment. And weirdly enough, he's also a firefighter.
Oh my goodness. Wow, this sounds like an event not to miss. And again, that's Monday, July 29th. And Joe, you're sitting there so patiently with the Brockton Rocks. Any other comments you wanted to make to our listeners to let them know what a fun event this is going to be?
No, it's going to be extremely exciting. We're going to have a home run derby.
Oh yeah!
Earlier in the afternoon. It's going to start about 1:45, and you know, I'm just excited to see some people get it on just a little bit. I know the fire department and the police department are going to. That's going to be like a little grudge match at the finale, but you know, the restaurants are going to go against each other. G Norwood is going to go against. You know, they're going to be getting after that as well. So I just look forward to a fun, competitive day.
That's awesome. Again, that's Joe Logan with the Brockton Rocks baseball manager, Sergeant Anderson. Those websites one more time.
Absolutely. BrocktonRocks.com. You can purchase your tickets in advance or just come right to the game the day of and purchase it at the gate. Can't wait to see you.
Anything else you want to mention?
BPD has taken this.
That's right.
Okay. Second one.
Darren Duarte, any wonderful parting words to our listeners?
I just wanted to see if my manager Logan would give batting practice tips to us on that Monday, because he's a former Montreal Expo.
Ooh. Oh my goodness. That's
give
serious.
Us some tips at batting practice so that we can win the home run derby and win the game.
Sergeant Livingston?
No.
That's it?
Brockton Fire is going down again.
Okay, very good.
Back to
and,
back.
A word to the wise here from Miss Charlotte.
Firefighters, get your tissues. You're going to cry.
This is a pretty tough crowd here, but we wish you
all
luck.
All with
and
love.
And you know what? And raises money for a great thing. Again, that's Monday, July 29th. You know, you're going to have a great turnout. Gates open at 1:30. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today.
You.
We're gonna,
thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to put this up online, too, and then remind people again as we get a little closer. Get out there. Support your community. It's a great day. Battle of the Badges, Brockton Fire and Police. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.